20% turnout's considered decent for a spring election. Now Iron County Clerk Mike Sari thinks they could hit 40%. But even though 10 of the 15 county board seats are contested, he doesn't think mining is the only issue.
Because you have some that specifically ran because of the mining issue, but the majority of them did not.
But Sari does say an outside effort by pro-mining group Americans for Prosperity, which distributed pamphlets calling 7 candidates radical environmentalists, have gotten their attention.
I would say most people from Iron County don't really appreciate outside influence. So I would guess, yes, there would be a few more individuals will show up to, you know, vote just because of the excitement of those flyers.
Bobby Rongstead of Gurnee agrees.
All it served to do was rile everyone up on both sides of the issue. People in Iron County are pretty private, and they are offended by any outside interference.
Rongstead is a member of the Iron County Citizens Forum, which put on candidate debates. She says this election could change things, but not like some people think.
People from the outside are hoping that new candidates will be elected so that we can run the mine out of Iron County. Well, that's not going to happen. The only thing that would happen if we have new candidates elected is that maybe they'll start asking some questions.
Rongstead says of the 10 contested races on the 15-member board, only 4 or 5 are about Gigebic Taconite and the iron ore mine. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.